Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
It's summer. The grass needs attention. Your trees are out of control. Your air conditioner isn't working properly. And besides, your car has lots of dings that need attention. Well, worry not. Checkbook Magazine has listings of the best service people in this area. My guest is Kevin Brassler. He's the executive editor of Washington Consumers Checkbook. Kevin, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Hi, Shirley. Thanks for having me.
Now, always find your ratings fascinating. And let me just tell our listeners, I have been a member of Checkbook for I don't know how many years. Have worked with Robert Krugoff, your president, for a number of years. And you all do a great job.
Oh, thank you.
You're a very consumer-oriented nonprofit organization, which I think is important for people to understand. Plus the fact that people can join. Please join. You'll love their magazine and their website. As a matter of fact, let's just tell our listeners, let's do it a couple of times during the course of the program. You have a new mobile app.
Right,
tell us about it.
We've basically crammed everything at checkbook.org onto your phone. And it works just like the site. I think it's a little bit better organized than our site. It's a little less cluttered, and it's very easy to use, and I use it all the time. I use it instead of the regular site now.
Well, you know, I use your regular website, which is what, checkbook.org?
Checkbook.org,
right. And I find it's very easy to use because you can choose things. Now, I'm sure your app is great. I haven't gotten it, but I'm going to. I like the fact that you can go in and put in your region.
Yeah.
You can put in whether or not you want to sort it based on a quality of service, price,
right,
or both.
Right.
You give us lots of options, and you explained your methodology, which to me is very important,
right,
how you arrive at these ratings. So let's talk a little bit about those things before we get into some of the things that you all have actually found about lawn services, for example.
Okay.
Your customer base, you use a variety of input to do ratings for these companies. Is that correct?
Correct. Well, we survey our members, and we also survey Consumer Reports members. That's primarily how we collect ratings. We don't have an affiliation with Consumer Reports. They've been nice enough over the years to let us use their lists once a year to survey their members. And so we're surveying consumers about all types of services, lawn care services, heating and air conditioning contractors, auto body shops, tree care services. These are some of the ones that were in this current issue of the print magazine. And just ask them about their experiences with the companies they've used in the last year. We also do, on our own, we'll do checks for complaint counts with the Better Business Bureau and with local consumer affairs offices to see how companies are doing in terms of, you know, complaint histories. These are indicators that, you know, consumers have had really big problems with the company.
Well, you said something before we went on the air, which I thought was very revealing. And you were saying that, well, a 75% rating isn't really that good.
Right.
When you think about that, means you have a 1 out of 4 chance of not being happy with the service.
Right. I mean, if you look at these ratings and you average them out, the average score for an auto repair shop, for example, is about 90%. It means that 9 times out of 10, auto repair shops satisfy their customers.
That's
on
good.
Average.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some shops out there that only satisfy their customers 60% of the time. So they have 4 in 10 are dissatisfied, and some are 75% of the time. That's 3 out of 4. What you want to do is you want to eliminate the possibility as much as you can of being dissatisfied, of just something going wrong in a really bad way. And so when consumers look at ratings, they should look at a few things. They should look at it in terms of how likely am I to be dissatisfied, and then I want to cut those chances as much as I can. So if I choose a company that has a 95% rating, we'll now only have a 5% chance of being dissatisfied. The other thing they should look at is sample size. At checkbook.org, we only list companies for these made service categories that we cover that have 10 or more ratings. And most companies have far more ratings than that. Most companies have, you know, 60 ratings or more. But what you don't want is, you know, there are a lot of competing websites out there that will list a company, you know, with just one rating, even for auto repair. And one rating just doesn't tell you that much. The odds of the results of that rating being just random are very high. What you want are, you know, we typically say, look, you know, it's you're pretty assured at the results of the survey if there are 30 more ratings.
Yes, right.
And so once you look at it that way, it becomes a little easier.
And you make it very easy for your users to know that because you put the amount number of ratings on there.
The number of ratings is something we always put right up front. And as you mentioned earlier, we also, and as best we can, describe our methodology in detail. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that people are facing with summertime. Lawns, trees, scary stuff.
Yes.
especially trees. I mean, you can't climb up the tree to see whether it really needs work. You know, you wait till it falls over or the limbs drop in your yard. What did you find when you were surveying tree companies? And there are a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. One thing we found was that there are just really big quality variation. Some of these companies, as we just discussed, satisfy almost all their customers almost all the time. There are some companies that just really struggled to satisfy even 70% of their customers. We also found really big price differences. I mean, staggeringly big price differences.
Now, you didn't, that's one of the ratings that you do not have a price rating. Was that because of the huge range of services and prices?
We don't have a price rating for tree care simply because it's just very difficult to collect a lot of prices from a lot of companies for this type of work. For things like air conditioning services.
It's much easier.
Right. We spend a lot of our time at Checkbook simply calling businesses, using our mystery shoppers who are on staff with us, our researchers, and asking them for prices on very carefully specified work. So, for example, for air conditioning services, we might call and say, I need a Honeywell model whatever thermostat installed. Mm-hmm. What's your price to do that?
Sure.
And they get a price quote, not just some kind of ballpark estimate.
Right.
If we're doing auto body shops, we'll get a price to replace the fender on a car. Again, very carefully specify that we want a brand new fender, not an aftermarket part, not a used part. We want the paint blended a certain way, or we don't want any blended or whatever. For tree care, it's really difficult because the companies do need to come out and look at a tree. Mm-hmm. So it's not a price you can get over the phone. We've played around with actually taking pictures of trees and emailing them, but businesses,
they're hesitant probably to do that.
And again, it's a binding quote. They don't want to quote, $1,000 and show up and see that, well, I can't get my truck here, or it needs a crane. I didn't know that.
Or it's somewhere where they have to cart off a distance.
Right.
Where,
or there are power lines in the way or whatever. So for tree care, what we do is we have homeowners who are members of Checkbook who work with us to get bids. And this time around, one of the homeowners got estimates from several companies to remove a 30-inch diameter, 100-foot tall white oak tree. And the prices ranged from $2,180 for a low to $6,500 for a high.
I'm stunned at the 2,000 though. But Moses!
It's a big tree, and then we also asked them to grind the stump and remove all the debris.
Right.
So actually, $2,000 in this case. I mean, it's an all day job. It's a lot of work. But the range there is unbelievable, and we see this time and time again at Checkbook. That companies commonly, either nearby competitors will charge three times as much as the lowest price company.
That's right. It's a 30-inch diameter. That's a big tree.
It's a big tree.
Yeah.
But even for smaller jobs that we had homeowners look at, the price ranges, again, were three or four times as high. The highest price was three or four times as high as the lowest price. Now, here's the key. What we didn't find was a relationship between price and quality, and I'm sure we're going to bring that up again and again today, and that is that really good companies that rate really high, receive very high ratings from their consumers in our surveys, are just as likely to quote really low prices as companies that do lousy work. There's in tree care, lawn care, everything we look at, for the most part, there's really not a price-quality relationship at all. And that's since the market's kind of broken.
That's interesting.
The whole
isn't
saying
it?
That you get what you pay for does not hold true.
Not
for
necessarily
consumer services.
True. Let's take a brief pause here to let our listeners know that they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Kevin Brassler. He's the executive editor of Washington Consumers Checkbook, and you actually you're the editor of ConsumerCheckbook.org as well, right?
Right.
Or Checkbook.org.
Yeah, I'm the editor of Checkbook.org. Right.
Okay. You were talking about the quality and price, and you're right. In looking at your checkbook, It's amazing sometimes. Some of the really expensive companies do not get great ratings from their consumers.
Right.
And so since I always check checkbook, I'm very familiar with all of that. But so anyway, then this is particularly true, something like trees, because there's right. such a very, as you've pointed out, what, three times more yeah. for the removal of the same tree?
Right.
Whoa. Anyway, so the big thing here, if you're doing tree work, is to get estimates. Now, do companies generally come out and give estimates without charging, or is
yes.
there, they do?
Yeah, and the nice thing about tree care, getting estimates for tree care work, is that you don't need to be there.
No, they can actually come and look at it.
That's mm-hmm. right. Just make sure you mark which, if you need a tree removed, just, you know, tie a rope around it, tie a ribbon around it. If you need pruning, mm-hmm. same thing. Mm-hmm. Just specify what it is you need. If it's a removal job that you want it removed, you want all the debris hauled away, or you want it removed and you want fireplace-sized logs.
And the stump ground. And if you want the stump taken out of the ground.
It's a really expensive component. Yeah. It's very labor-intensive. So if you want that done, make sure that they know that also. If you need pruning work, you know, there are industry standards for pruning work. One thing to do is say, you know, I want you to remove all dead branches that are more mm-hmm. than, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, an inch in diameter or something like that. But again, it's a little more difficult to get kind of apples to apples comparisons for pruning jobs because some companies are going to do slightly different work. But you can specify it. It can be specified. Mm-hmm. It might be helpful to meet with a few companies to really set what your specifications will be for pruning work.
Right.
But it's something that can be done. It's something that can be done easily. And this is the problem. And that's one of the reasons there are such big price ranges. The main reason is that consumers don't shop around. They don't get more than one estimate. And as you can see, you know, it's worth your time to make a few
extra
phone calls.
It sure is. Yeah, I mean, particularly that much of a range of differences right. in price is astonishing. Well, let's talk about yard care.
Yeah.
Watch the grass grow and you right. say, ooh, I don't have time to mow it. Yeah. I need to get somebody to help me. I need somebody to put down weed control.
Or just kill it all.
Just
right.
kill it all.
Yeah,
let's put gravel in.
Anymore. Right.
right. That's a thought. Yeah. Why do we, my husband says, why do we put down fertilizer to make it grow and then have to get somebody
exactly,
to come out and cut
right.
it? And then you have to water it. You have to worry about all those things. We're not too smart sometimes. tell us about what you found in lawn care.
Well, again, very big differences in terms of quality. Some companies just got abysmally low ratings for things like, you know, doing the work properly and advice, but also for overall quality. They're just not satisfying their customers. Like tree care, we found really big price differences for lawn care programs. From, you know, one yard, it was from $350 a year to over $1,000 a year. Now, with lawn care, it's a little bit more difficult to compare apples and apples. They're not just cutting a tree down and grinding the stump. It's really, you need the company to, you need to set expectations for the company,
mm-hmm.
basically. Yeah, you know, when, and it helps to meet with representatives. You need to say, you know, I want my grass to be lush and green within a year. I want it to be completely weed free. Or if your expectations aren't those things, look, I just want it to stay green. I don't care about a few weeds. Then you need to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let them know.
Because that depends. It makes a difference in the treatments that they put on
you. It could. And you also need to let them know what your tolerance is for, you know, pesticides and herbicides.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies nowadays do have, you know, what they call their quote unquote natural programs, where
right.
they're using, you know, natural fertilizers, and they're limiting or not doing any kind of spraying for mm-hmm. herbicides and pesticides. You should treat those companies and those programs with some degree of skepticism, though. But the fact is that most lawns, if they're mowed properly, which means, you know, mowed often and the grass is kept pretty high and they're fertilized properly. And if you have a really, the best way to control weeds and pests is just to have a really nice, thick,
healthy
lawn,
grass.
And so that the grass itself is out competing these other weeds and other and diseases.
And you shouldn't
and
cut the grass too close either.
No, you should keep it high. Around here, I think the experts say you should keep it at about 2.5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So mow often and mow high is the
mm-hmm.
thing. And leave the clippings on the lawn. A lot of people bag them up because it doesn't look great for a few hours after you mow, but the clippings themselves are a source of fertilizer. You can really cut back on the amount of fertilizer you need by doing that.
And they don't mat up and create problems?
They don't. I mean, it used to be that people thought that a lot of clippings would contribute to thatch buildup, and thatch is this kind of impenetrable layer of junk between the soil and the grass. And it's actually not the case. It actually, leaving the clippings can actually reduce thatch buildup. Mm-hmm. If you have big mats and big clumps of grass after you've mowed, you just want to kind of break them up or sure. you know, pick up the big
ones. So they don't just kill what's under
them.
Yeah,
so they don't kill what's underneath them. But so set your expectations with companies. If you meet with a few companies, you'll find that they do business differently. A lot of these companies basically just, they're going to come out 4 to 6 times a year and do the same thing they do for everyone's lawn. And that's really not what you want. That's not what you want to be paying for. What you want to pay for is a more targeted approach.
That someone will come out and look at your
yard,
actually.
They'll come out and look at it each time and say, I don't need to spray over here because it doesn't need it. Or, you know, we don't need to apply fertilizer this time because the grass is doing great. There are also companies that come out and will put quick release fertilizer on your lawn, and it'll give you a great looking lawn for a few months, and then but it'll in the end it's not what's best for the grass. The grass needs really good root structure,
right? And that's it's making it grow from the top level, not roots that penetrate the ground.
Right.
Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know that they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. My guest is Kevin Brassler. He's the executive editor of Washington Consumers Checkbook Magazine and their website, checkbook.org. And we're talking about, first off, we've discussed methodology on how Checkbook comes up with ratings for companies. And then we're talking specifically about how you go about choosing the right lawn care, the right tree company. We're going to get to a couple of other things here. But lawn care, again, I think it's so important for the consumer to make a list of what they expect.
Yeah.
And go over it with a company.
Right. And talk with several companies.
Right.
And talk to, you know, look at ratings at checkbook.org or talk to friends who have had a service for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this isn't, you know, any company can come out and make your grass look better within a few months. But we're talking about a long-term relationship.
Right. You want something that's going to stay with you and it's not going to die over the winter and you're going to have to start all over again next spring. Well, let's move on to air conditioners. I mean, gosh, if your air conditioner is out in Washington summers, it can be pretty miserable.
Right.
And did you again find a tremendous disparity in prices from
on
these
both
companies?
Sides, prices and quality. Again, some companies do great by their customers almost all the time, and some really struggle to satisfy even 60% of their customers. We also found really big price differences. We were talking about a thermostat a little while ago. We found prices ranging. This is for the same thermostat, the same work. Installing a Honeywell Vision Pro touchscreen programmable thermostat, prices ranged from $209 to over $1,000.
$1,000. Same thermostat.
Same thermostat, same work, same everything.
Wow.
This is something we find over and over again for, this is not the time of the year most people are thinking about installing a humidifier, but we found prices for a new humidifier, and it's, again, the same model, same work. Those prices ranged from $408 to $1,225. So again, the highest priced company was three times the lowest priced company. Now, if you need repairs, it's hard to shop for price. But if you need installation work, especially if you need a new air conditioner or a heat pump or a new furnace, for whole house systems, we don't see three times the price variation. But
it's
we do see
stuff.
That you can just by making two extra phone calls, setting up two extra appointments, you'll probably save $1,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I had a few years ago, I had a furnace and a heat pump installed in our house, and these are, you know, I only called the companies that rated really, really well, you know, the superstars at checkbook.org, and I still saved, you know, $1,500
sure.
off using the lowest
sure.
price company compared to
right.
the highest
because
price
you knew
company.
That they also performed at a quality level,
yeah.
high quality.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, one reason we see big price variations is that the companies know that consumers just don't shop around.
Right.
I mean, there's other reasons. Some companies have more overhead than others, and some look to make more profit than others.
Right.
But the reason we see such big price differences is that most consumers don't shop.
Just don't. Well, that's the lesson here. No matter what you're doing, actually, you need to shop around.
Right.
That's right. That is exactly right. But the most important thing is to make sure that you ask the same questions of each of the companies.
Right.
So keep a list.
Right. And for heating and air conditioning work, especially whether it's installation work or repairs, when the company gives you a price, especially for repairs, get a fixed price.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, most companies will charge $100 or more to show up and diagnose a repair problem.
Right.
And then the what they should do after that, which you should ask for, is a fixed price. that gives you time to think about it, if, at least a few minutes, to think about it and decide whether or not you want to call other companies.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd call other companies, you're still going to be out the minimum service fee, which might be $100 or more.
Mm-hmm.
But if the company is trying to charge you $700 for a simple repair, you're going to save money in the long run by taking your business elsewhere.
Right.
For installation work, you definitely want a fixed price, and you want it in writing, and you want all the details in writing.
Is the quality of the product.
Right.
The name of the product.
The name of the whatever and, devices and the, they're going to install.
There are so many. Right. The thing I find, I'm sure that other consumers find confusing too, is there are so many different models of something that you have to look very carefully to see that you're, what are you getting within this model? Is it what you want?
Right.
And is it making sure, again, that you're comparing apples to apples when you get, if you're, say, looking at a furnace, there are so many grades of furnace.
There are. I mean, in different levels of energy efficiency. I mean, fortunately, there's really only a couple, three manufacturers of full equipment, furnaces and air conditioners. It's Trane, Carrier, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of, in terms of what what we've seen, there's not a lot of differences in terms of
quality.
So for
those big items,
so
but when you get down to the thermostats.
If it's a big name brand, you're pretty well assured that what you're getting is quality. But what you should also look at is energy efficiency. The more efficient the equipment is, the more expensive it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we found that moving from the minimum efficiency furnace, which is basically 80% efficient, to a 95% efficient furnace in the Washington area, if you plan to stay in the house for more than 5 or 6 years, you'll get all that extra money
back
in terms of utility bill savings.
Yeah, that's great. Let's just talk briefly about car repair shops.
Auto body shops.
Auto body shops. Really, I'm sorry. Yes, I misspoke. We don't have long. Talk fast.
Okay. Big quality differences, big price differences. Fortunately, with auto body work, most consumers, well, I don't know about fortunately, but the insurance companies are paying for most of the work. And you're paying for it through premiums, of course. So our advice is, and this, if there's one takeaway from this, is that if you've had a major accident, if there's been major damage done to your car, have it, if you can drive it, drive it. If you have to have it towed, then have it towed to a top-rated body shop. That way, instead of the insurance company's appraisal center or even a shop that is affiliated with the insurance company, that way you have an auto body shop, a really good one, that is on your side to basically fight it out with the insurance company to get the repairs you need.
So you're saying that you don't really have to take it to the one that's recommended by your insurance company?
Not necessarily.
But you may have to. You'd need to find that out.
The insurance companies are company's adjuster will come to the shop you've chosen. But you don't necessarily want to drive it to, if you're with Geico, for example, and I'm just picking on Geico because they came to mind, they have their own appraisal centers. And you drive in and they tell you how much they think the repair will cost. And they cut you a check right then and there if you agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily, if you have major damage to your car, if you don't have major damage, if it's minor damage and the appraisal seems like it's about right, then that's fine. That's a fine way of doing business. If you have major damage, you want to take it to a really good shop. Your frame might need to be straightened. You might have other components to your car that have been damaged that aren't really evident unless a really good mechanic has looked it over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, after you've been in an accident, everything could be wrong with your car. The windshield wipers might not work anymore. And the only way to know is to take it to a really good auto body shop and then have them communicate what you need to the insurance company.
Oh, that's very good advice, because then they can negotiate on your behalf as to why this needs to be done.
Right.
That way, and of course, there are safety issues, too.
Exactly.
And of course, we haven't even gotten into the fact that we're seeing so many fake airbags being installed when your airbag is deployed and you have to have a new airbag put in. It's terrible. So you have to be careful when you're dealing with any kind of repair, especially with a car where you're traveling at high speeds, and you've got to be sure that whatever is being done is being done properly.
Yeah, you want to make sure your car drives the same way it did before it was in the accident.
Well, Kevin, it's been delightful seeing you, and some very good information for our listeners. The organization, you can find them at checkbook.org. You can get a downloadable app for your phone. It's free, right? You just have to be a member of Checkbook, which is very inexpensive.
Right. It's free once you're a member. The ratings cost, but the advice is free.
Yes. Okay. And just to let you know, you've been listening. Kevin Brasler is the executive editor of Washington Consumers Checkbook. You've been listening to 1500 AM right here, and I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you for joining us.
of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.